Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and you know what she said, come with me to download, because you are listening to The Download, and I am your host, Sierra Divine. You know it is Friday night if you're listening to The Download, because if it's Friday night, then we are on. If you're not at the club, then you're listening to us. Just got to say that. So, I'm just bragging a little bit. You know, and with me is one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, my co-host, Lil Lane. How are you doing, honey bunny?
I'm good, girlie. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this week. You know, I was having a rough week last week, as y'all might have known, and I didn't really want to address it, but I'm doing pretty good this week. I'm in a good mood.
Oh, that's good.
So, I'm there, you know. So for those of you who don't know, my cat died last week, and it was kind of traumatic, and it was really traumatic because this is my cat of 7 years, but I don't know why I feel the need to clear this up with people. Okay, I am an animal person, but to a point, I'm not like white people. So, yeah, and you know, those of us of a certain skin color understand what I'm saying. And yes, my cat died, and I was very sad about it, and I was actually very distraught. And don't get me wrong, I'm still a little bit sad, but it wasn't so much that my cat died; it was how my cat died that had me so distraught.
Oh,
because it was like a freaking horror movie.
How did the cat die? I mean, if you don't
mind. He was only 7 years old. He was young. And he had a blood clot and a stroke. And so I actually saw him, like, you know, have a stroke and then go into a seizure. And then it looked like he was possessed. And someone was picking him up and throwing him against the wall. And there was blood everywhere. And it was coming out of his eyes and his mouth. And it was like being in the middle of a horror movie that you could not control at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
So,
a block from a blood.
You know, pretty fucked up over that.
Yeah, no, I would be. I would definitely be.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's not that, you know, I'm like, and then someone was like, oh, did you bring his ashes home? I'm like, no, I'm not all that now. I'm not bringing his ashes home, putting them in an urn on top of my fireplace. It still was a cat. And he wasn't sick at all. So, you know, it was just like, it was very traumatic, and I loved my cat a lot. You know, he's traveled with me through 3 states. So he's been with me for a while.
And he just developed a blood clot.
Yeah, they said there was nothing they could do. It just happened. He had a blood clot. And, you know, I had just come home from a wedding, and I had come home a little early, and he was meowing weirdly, and so I was up with him all night, and then all of a sudden it just happened, and next thing I know, I heard it was a dead cat. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I'm sorry. I don't mean to bum you all out, but I'm just saying. So that's why. So if I seemed kind of weird last week when I was on the air, that was why I was being all kind of weird, because that's what I was going through. So, and it was very fresh. So, but to let you all know, you know what? This is not the dead cat. This is not the dead cat radio show. Okay. I feel like a little Quentin Tarantino. This is not a dead nigger. Okay, so but this show is The Down Low, and you listen to me, Sierra DeVay. And I just want to say real quick, we have a very interesting topic tonight. But before we get into the topic, I want to say hi to everyone in our chat room. Hello, I see you guys. How you doing, sexies? Those are my sexies over there. That is my. I'm gonna start calling you all Sierra Nation. That's my Sierra Nation. Because everybody should have their own. I think everyone should have their own nation or their own super fans. We're going to call you all Sierra Nation. So I want to say hi to everyone out there. And we got a big hello, ladies. We've got Jeff Jones and Lamaya and me. And my computer just went off. God, there's too many things in front of me. And I also want to say hi to everyone in the chat room. I'm sorry, I said the chat room. Duh. Not the chat room, to everybody on the phones. And for those of you all who are listening, anytime that you, well, you know, when you're ready to chime in, we'll be taking callers here in just a few minutes. The number that you have to call is area code 646-595-4038, and just press 1 to talk to us. Or you can log into the chat room for free. You can use an alias. You can use your real name. You can use a number. You can do whatever the hell you want to. But just join us in the conversation and express exactly how you feel. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
So today
I
love a good, strong opinion, especially from men. I love it when men give good, strong opinions. I want to hear exactly how you feel. Don't hold anything back. Just tell me if you disagree with me. I'm okay with that. I like it. Matter of fact, it's kind of sexy. Just saying, it's a little sexy. But, guys, tonight we are talking. Last week we talked about, and you weren't with it last week, but last week we talked about receiving presents, jewelry, that kind of thing, the kind of stuff you get from guys when you're they're a side piece.
Mm-hmm.
But today I want to talk about the gift that doesn't leave for another 21 years.
Oh, wow.
And I have to admit, on this particular topic, I'm not cool with it.
Yeah.
When you have a love child, and you all know what a love child is because freaking Diana Ross wrote a song about it, or really she sang a song about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have a child with somebody who is not someone you're married to. And in this particular case, they're married to somebody else and you just have a child with them. I think there's some fucked up stuff right there, because you're involving somebody who doesn't need to be involved in an affair, in your affair.
Yeah, I think it's totally wrong, too. That is kind of like the ultimate betrayal, is to bring another child into the world with someone you're not married to when you're in another relationship. And I have to say, not telling my business, I had something like this happen to me, and I was so over the top hurt. I'm probably to this day, I'm not even with that person anymore, but I never got over that. Never got over it.
And, you know, and I think you never should. I think it's just the ultimate, it's just wrong. There's so many different levels of wrong, and we are so good. And, you know, on this show, we do give our opinions. There are times I agree, and you may agree with me. There are times when I don't agree, and you may agree with me, or you may not. And this is one of those times. I think I'm going to get a lot of people that agree with me, but, you know, if you're one of these people who had a love child, I mean, look, I want to say I'm not here to judge, but I am judging. But I do, you know what? You may have an opposing argument that totally makes me go, hey, well, maybe it's not that bad a deal, you know? So,
is it a love child when it's an accident? How, you know? that term.
Well, isn't the whole point of entering into this type of relationship is that you should not be making mistakes like that?
Yeah.
I mean, not unless it happened before you even realized you were in this type of relationship.
Well,
you should be taking all types of precautions against certain things because mm-hmm. you are not at this point in a regular relationship. I hate to say this. Okay, I'm not going to go into that because I'm going to get into that a little bit later, but you make a really great point. You really, really do. And that can also take us into so many different directions. Okay, I don't know about you all, or you, Lola, I just got to ask. Right now, Love Child, Diana Ross' Love Child is spinning through my head. How about you?
Yeah.
Love Child. Okay, yeah, don't know the words of the song, definitely. So sorry, guys, if I had to make you suffer through that. But okay, well, the song is, like, totally stuck in my head. And since it's stuck in both of our heads, even though I want those words to ring through your head for just a little while, but I tell you what I'm going to do. This is what we're going to do to help alleviate this for a minute. We are going to go to a tiny little bit of break, but I don't want you to forget Love Child. But we're just going to go to a small little dollhouse radio break, maybe a few announcements here. And we can do some in here. Let me see if I can find some announcements for us. Just kind of break up the mood. And we're going to get, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. And we're going to get you all to join in on the conversation and tell us what you think. And why am I getting so bad at this? I had it right here and now I can't find it again. I'm getting so bad at this. But, like, I know you want to laugh at me. You know you do. You want to laugh at me. Lola, you know you won't laugh at me right now.
I am laughing at you, girl. I am.
How could I not find the Dollhouse Radio announcements when I just had them right in front of me and now I can't find them at all? And this might mean I need glasses. I don't know. Anyway, you know what, guys? We are going to head this out to Angela for just a quick moment, and we're going to come back here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this because this is one of those things that really, like, really gets in my gullet, and I can really get on a soapbox about this one,
yeah,
and I plan on doing it tonight. So, enough procrastinating on the Dollhouse Radio announcement.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar Blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. Dollhouse Radio is home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, email your music submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio, email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, that's Brian, DollhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Sheree Laree, Nuria Afonso, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Young Peach, and Mila J. Don't miss all the tea Hot Sugar is dishing out. Be sure to follow our Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_Radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
But that feeling is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we had. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest, my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that.
Welcome back, y'all. You know, I kind of tricked you there a little bit. I added a little bit of music in there because we got something new. And I kind of knew, well, I kind of like it like that. So I'm not trying to be funny, but I am. But you know what? Okay, so just to let you all know, that was Audrey Joelle featuring Messiah. That is one of our newest indie artists here on the Down Low. And that song was called Like It Like That. And
cool.
I don't know. I think I like it. What do you think, Lola?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. It was a cool song.
I thought it was pretty cool. I like it. And, you know, I was ready for a new list of music. I mean, got our new list of music. And I love it. I love every time we add, like, somebody new to the list. It's kind of like, you know, I know guys don't realize this, but, you know, even just like the big radio stations, every once in a while, you know, you get tired of hearing the same thing, and all of a sudden you get this new thing, and you're like, ooh, I like that, too. So
yeah.
That's where I was feeling that just a little bit. Guys, welcome to the Down Low. And I am your host, Sierra DeVay, and you're listening to me, Sierra DeVay, and your lovely, most beautiful, gorgeous co-host, Lola Lane. How you doing, girl?
Thank you. I'm good. I can't wait to talk about this. I don't want to call it a love child. I call it a oops baby.
Got a oops baby? Oh, okay, so yeah, I can't wait to get into this subject. Okay, so this subject just totally got to me. You know, usually I'm like watching something and something will come to me or something. This is one of those things. I was just walking around the house and this came to me. Because you know what? This is, okay, y'all know I have no problems with affairs and so what so on, but it's how you conduct it. And this for me is a complete no, no, no. You just do not do this, period. And I just got to say that. And we'll call it a love child, and I like actually, we're going to call it oops, oops, because I think most of the time that's what it is. But it may not be an oops. It's usually an oops on one person's part, but not on the other, because someone's trying to trap somebody.
That's true.
So I just think it's always, in this day and age, with all the kind of contraceptives that you have out there and all the things you can go about, no matter how much you like it raw, you can do what you can to, you know, not get pregnant, whatever. So
yeah. And then they have morning after pills, even if you just
there's so many things, and I think you're causing
it. You take care of it.
I think it also makes you someone who enjoys drama. Because once you realize that once you do this kind of thing, you will have drama for the next 20 years at least. Drama will be a part of your life.
You're right about that. It's crazy. Like I said, I had this experience, and I never got over it. And the person knew that at some point, you know, what he would do was he forwarded me all these emails where he was like, to make me feel like it was really an accident, like he was telling the girl, don't do it, you know.
There was no accident.
A night of alcohol, caused by alcohol, and this and that, and, you know, and it didn't make me feel any better, because, you know, if alcohol can make you slip up like that, then it can happen again. It didn't make me feel any better. It actually made me feel worse, and then I tried to deal with it as long as I could, but he couldn't talk to me about it. He couldn't come in the house and say anything. And I knew he would probably eventually be a father to the kid because he was the father. But he couldn't talk to me about it.
Suddenly has to be in your life. And, you know, as I said here, we are called the download, and it's about the life of being a mistress. And most of the time, I am on the mistress's side. But on this is one thing I do not agree with at all in any way. But now you're in there. Now this mistress or this other woman or this side piece or whatever you want to call her, because right now she just went from being the mistress to a tramp to me. She is on the side, and she will be in your life for the next 20 years, whether you want her in your life or not, if you decide to stay with this person.
Yeah.
And if you have children with this person that is doing this, then he or she is going to also, is definitely going to be in your life for the next, they have inserted themselves in your life for the next 20 years. And that's how I view it.
How do you explain that to the kid? You know, like,
How do you explain it? Wow. I just realized, because my mother had to explain that to me. So, because another kid came along all of a sudden, and I had to come to the realization that, hey, I'm supposed to be the oldest, but I'm not the oldest. But by all rights, I am the oldest. There's a whole lot of things you have to deal with that. And though, like I said, this topic just came to me just randomly out of the blue, and it just hit me that this is actually something that applied to my childhood, which didn't hit me until just now. This actually literally applied to my childhood. So, But also made me think about this too. It didn't make me think about it, but I don't know if you know this. You know how I like to follow gossip. So remember the guy from America's Got Talent? He was like from British Got Talent, whatever. He had a love child with. He was best friends with this guy. He ended up sleeping with the guy's wife, and they have had a child together. And now she has to divorce, you know, the best friend.
Are you talking about Simon Cowell?
Yes, Simon Cowell, yes. So they basically had a child.
Yeah.
But
And now he's with her, though. Now they're together.
Yeah, they're together kind of somewhat, but he's still, you know. Like, I don't think he's going to put a ring on it. Then
talk
again, we could be wrong. You know what? Give
him
the time.
Face. It was the wife of his best friend.
Right, which is really fucked up. I'm sorry, that's just really fucked up. But
and then she has a young child already had a young child. How are you going to explain to
to the child? How many? Because I think this is a very selfish thing to do, because when you have a child with someone, when you're having an affair, okay, you have your affair, you do what you're going to do. But when you bring a child to the situation, you don't just bring a child. You bring a child and the rest of the village. Because now the village has to be involved.
Yeah.
Because you brought a child into the situation. This just fires me up so much.
And I have to give props to the women who decide to stay with the husband or the whoever.
Me too, because you know what? I don't think
I
could do
that. Strong in order to deal with it, because I was not able to. I did, as long as I hard. It was hard. So
I don't think I could do it. And I would be mad at that woman, too. Because she knew that there was somebody else on the other side, and then you went ahead and you did this.
Yeah,
so it's
definitely
like a total fun. I would never, ever have any love for you whatsoever. So.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting all fired up, and I feel myself getting heated, and I can still go on about this some more, but guess what? We've got people on the line who have to put in, well, you know what? I'm going to call it 15 cents, because you know what this ain't a 2 cent conversation. This is at least 15. Guys, I am hearing you, and I'm seeing you, and I'm going to let you all in here in just a second. So, you know what? We're going to randomly do this one. I usually do it in order, but I'm going to randomly do this. We're going to start off with, we have a caller from the 405 area, 405-365. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Greg.
Hey, Greg. Thanks for joining
How are
us.
You? Now, my question.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, my question. Women will be called mistresses. Now, what would a guy actually be called in the same situation?
You know, it is so. I love that you asked that question. It's a really, really good question because, you know what, there's a moment and I always, if you notice, I always have a problem with because it always seems like we're only talking about women, but just as many men are in the same situation, so, I mean, it takes two people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can't really call them misters, right? So what do we call
no.
them?
What do you call
I mean,
a man?
You can help us establish a word, and we will use this from now on, because I feel the same. I have been trying to think of that for a while myself.
Oy. I've had women in the past, and it's been just that, the mistress, sex, and one term that does come to play is, no offense, fuck buddy.
Oh.
See, I don't like fuck buddy. It sounds, you know, okay, at the risk of sounding kind of old fashioned,
either.
Why don't we call you men our gentleman friends? See, it sounds so old fashioned.
Well,
it's not my gentleman friend.
I mean,
friend.
It.
Well, I heard the term boy toy before, you know.
Yeah, but if he's over 50, then boy toy doesn't fit.
Yeah, that's true. The man toy.
You know, because, you know, I like my older men, so I can't call them boy toys.
If they man, then it would be considered...
My man bitch.
Well, man bitch or man boy or, I mean, man, bitch, okay, maybe. Man toy.
You know what?
Yeah,
I got it all around. I just came up with something because, you know what, you made me think of this. Let's make it a universal term and just call it a gray friendship.
A gray friendship?
A gray friendship. Or we can call it a blue friendship. But a gray, because blue, for instance, like, you know, blue movies, which would be sexual movies. So a blue friendship. Or a gray friendship.
Or 50 Shades Gray.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking that, but that it actually kind of goes that way. But so then we might want to call it a blue friendship, because then you're thinking of blue movies. It would be sex movies. So we're calling it a blue friendship. Or you can call it a red light friendship. That might you know, it's a red light friendship.
No,
but that might be a little bit too
light,
illicit, too.
A red light is more of prostitution.
You're right. So we'll just call it a blue. We'll call it a blue friendship.
I mean, blue or gray.
Or gray.
I mean, I'd be
happy. I was thinking
because
it's a gray area. You know, we do. You know, we that should be our next big thing. You came up with something really. In Lola, had you had problems with coming up with the name for when guys are the ones on the side? Because it's, you know, it almost sounds almost very. And I'm just putting this out there. It almost sounds very. One-sided when you make it seem like only women are the ones who are on the side. Because it's a lot of guys who are on the side.
That's true. But
well,
we
that's
have to
the thing.
A better name.
Men are on that same side, too. But women are branded more than what men are branded.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Very true.
That's true.
I agree.
What do you think about this love child situation about these babies?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. We totally got off subject. What do you think about this?
Oh, I mean, I'm sorry, but who is Rothschild?
No, love child. Having a love child.
Oh.
Like having an affair
love
and then
child.
Having a child
oh.
with that person. Yes, love
I
child.
Have been, yes, I have been down that road, and thank God it was not mine, thanks to DNA. But
DNA has saved a lot of men these days.
At the very first thought, I'm excited, I'm happy, and then it's like, why are there like four different men showing up in the ER or delivery room too?
Oh, so you didn't realize you were on the side.
The baby came. Oh, wow.
You thought it was just you. This was turning to Amory Povich.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, I already took tests. No, you're not the father. And it's like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
But if I do have...
Okay, so I'm sorry. I hate to be mean, but so all those cream pie videos didn't seem like such a good idea at that point, did they?
Not at all.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's... So
I mean, hey, if I have a love child, I would be happy and done deal. But I would be tested and make sure it's positive and not be on Maury to find out the truth. I am not that glory hound that's going to do that shit.
But it's, you know, guys have to learn, though, to protect themselves, because women can do whatever they want to do with their body. And I don't care if the guy is telling her he doesn't want it. Most women will try, if she's trying to trap him, will do it anyway, because she's feeling like, well, eventually he'll come around. I'm going to have to see him forever.
Some women will do that.
So I tell guys all the time, you got to protect yourself, because at the end of the day, the woman, it's her body. She can do whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
But see, fortunately for you, okay, so fortunately for you, though, we didn't have to see you on Maury when it happened. But
yeah.
We totally got to go, you are not the father.
Well, not to mention when women and men, I will say the same thing, which I've stopped, but drinking alcohol, it's like, oh, who my baby daddy?
Yeah, that will do that. And I got something to say on that subject too. Honey, thank you so much for calling. We're gonna get somebody else in on here, because we got people waiting on the line. They're going, damn it. But we love
thank
you.
Sierra.
We love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, guys.
All right,
bye. Ciao.
You know, I think that alcohol does play a lot of and roles in things like this. But I think I think alcohol plays a lot when it comes to a one-night stand kind of thing, not when you're dealing with somebody who you know for a fact, you know you're having an affair. This is not a trick thing and you find out later. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about the girls who have been tricked here. We're talking about you know you're having an affair with a married person, and we're going either man or woman, and you've decided that you're going to make a baby. Because, I mean, I've known guys out there who are like, oh, I'm going to try to do everything to try to get you pregnant because I really want to get you pregnant.
Mm.
Even though they know it's probably not a good idea. Or whether they knew it or not. You know, I've always been one of those people that I would never do something like that unless, you know, I'm financially ready to take care of things. Now, I think like 15 steps ahead, so I'm not going to randomly do that. But there's guys that do that, and there's girls that do that. Because they go, okay, well, if I have your baby, then you have to stick around.
Yeah.
And I have to have you. You will always be a part of me. So it's kind of a selfish thing. And now you've brought a child into this. But
it's
it's very, very scary. But I also feel, too, you know, guys and girls, you should always be protecting yourself anyway.
Mm-hmm. You definitely should. I said it's a woman's choice to do whatever she wants to do,
no
matter what.
If you think about it, if you have to think about whether or not you pulled out or not, then you know what? You're also just as irresponsible. So we're going to take one more caller here real quick. Okay. And don't get me wrong, You're not the only caller we're taking. We have a few more, and we're going to get to you all, too. I'm so sorry. I know they're going, wait a minute, you're going to take us, too? But we're throwing it in the pot, tickling it up, and we're going to go with, who is this? Okay, I know, 708-560. How are you doing, honey bunny?
Hello, good evening, ladies. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. Long time no hear from.
Oh, it has been a hell of a busy week for me, but a couple of weeks for me, but I stuck in some time to listen in and call in.
Well, thank you for calling. For everyone who doesn't know, this is one of our longtime listeners, Adrian, so it's so nice for you to call in with us.
Okay, cool. Adrian.
So glad that you recognized my voice. Thank you.
I did. I totally did. See, I'm getting better at this now. You know, as you all start to call in more often, I get to recognize. I'm starting to recognize voices now, so I'm getting better. What do you think about our subject? Like, people who ran, like, have you ever had a girl just, like, try to get pregnant on you? Or just, like, you know, just people who know that this is not the right, but are trying. I think we said an oops situation, but I think it's a trap.
Yeah.
Especially
unless,
when,
like,
you know the person is involved in another relationship and then you get pregnant or you make them pregnant because, you know, guys, you all do that too. Guys put holes in condoms.
That is, even though it's funny, it's not so funny, but for real, I don't know, like a baby, I follow this philosophy that a baby is not a paycheck.
Right, yeah.
Some people like looking for a payday, and others just want to keep that person in or trap that person, as you say. Like, hey, we haven't discussed, like, if somebody's saying, okay, let's do it without a condom, like, we haven't discussed this. This is, like, really, that trust factor right there, trusting that person and go sleep with them, but, you know, we're protecting ourselves and we haven't got that paper saying, like, okay, you're clear of all these types of diseases. Say, hey, got to be smart about it, but some people aren't, obviously,
right, yeah.
And you have brought a child into it. And I don't think that's – it is. I don't know how that's a good idea because – I'm sure you're probably familiar with, like, films or shows like illegitimate child that shows up out of nowhere. And the family is going through a crisis about that. And you have children that's in the legitimate marriage. And they're still like, why did dad get involved with this woman? Like, when did this happen?
Yeah, and now I have to be nice to this other kid.
And some of them aren't. They said, like, who is this bastard or whatever that comes in? Like, that's, I don't like using that terminology, but that's what happens when that love child, it's a more romanticized term than saying a bastard child from it. And it's more or less, it's really a difficult thing and how to explain to the family about that. It breaks up homes on that part. So a lot of people aren't being careful, or they just, like you say, some of them try to trap them into it, thinking like, hey, I haven't seen you in 9 months. Oh, you got a baby. Like, oh, you got to pay up. Like, what the freak?
Yeah, like Chris Brown.
I didn't even think about that. That's an even more recent one. Chris Brown, yeah.
Yeah, and that's definitely, to me, a trap situation. That girl has another boyfriend right now that's spending time with her and the baby. But then
Chris Brown over here with the child support. Not to be totally 80s, but he should have put a Jimmy hat on it. But
he should have.
But you know, and well, guys.
Celebrity guys are the main.
I gotta say this: you all get
to
say it, and it feels really good without it. Personally, there's a slight difference, but I think it's all in our heads. I think it's the same feeling no matter what. I think most of it is in our heads. But, you know, you have to protect yourself. And, you know, you don't always know. You just have to protect yourself.
Those guys are the main people that should protect themselves. You're young, wealthy, and of course somebody would try to have a baby by you.
Mm-hmm. I've always lived by the rule that I would never have a child with somebody I'm not willing to marry or can't marry. You have to... This is my thing, and that's the one spot where I'm completely old-fashioned. I would never have a child with someone I wasn't married to. So, it won't be baby daddy. It'll be ex-husband.
I recently found out that I had cousins from an uncle that was pretty, was...
He was a
out.
Rolling Stone, wasn't he?
But definitely. So it's kind of like, wow. But my mother was...
So charming women runs in your family then, huh?
my mom was like, this is still blood. This is still family right there. This blood right there. So it's... We can't condemn, the child for what the father has done or the mom.
No, you cannot.
Or the mom. And I read articles about, doctors finding out that wives had extramarital affairs, but they didn't tell the husbands that, your child doesn't match your blood type. The truth will eventually come out, but the doctors just felt was conflicted, having these conflictions. Of I found out this child is not your husband's kid. You had an extramarital affair.
I personally I have to say when it comes to that and it comes to the doctor, I have to say as a doctor I wouldn't get in the middle of that. I wouldn't say anything either.
Some don't want to be
liable. I'm not getting in the middle of that. If I realize, hey, wait a minute, this cannot be this man's kid. If this is the lie she wants to betray, I'm gonna let her keep doing it. Because if something happens, eventually, if something crazy really happens, he will find out anyway. But it's not my place to tell. Let her keep her lie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
You have a really, really good perspective on this, and I'm so glad that you called in because it gives, a whole round of view on this. But, it's just... I also agree, though. This is just not something that I really can condone. Unless someone can give me a different argument on this one, because I don't think in this day and age that you can make mistakes like this. I think it's always planned. Even if it was planned 15 minutes before it happened, it was planned. And I don't think alcohol even calls in this, to be honest with you, because I think alcohol is more of a truth serum. And you do things when you've been drinking that you wanted to do in the first place. So, but Adrian, thank you so much for calling in and for joining our conversation.
Of course. Thank you very much.
My
condolences for the loss of your pet.
Love hearing from you. We have one more caller here. And I hope, I might have messed this one up because I didn't write down what I usually write down. We're going to try this. Do we answer a 301 call? I'm not sure. We're going to see. Did he answer a 301-793 call? Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I sure am here, Sierra. This is Jeff. I'm also
you
in the chat room.
You are. We didn't answer you before, did we? I wanted to make sure I didn't mess up.
No, you didn't mess up, no.
Okay, awesome.
No, you didn't get me before. No, you've had me many, many shows ago. I don't usually get to call you guys because I'm usually out gigging and performing. I just have to be home early tonight. So,
this topic, I'm familiar.
Because I'm Jeff Jones, of course. But
that's I was gonna say, is this Jeff? The voice is so funny.
Yes,
you have such a great voice, and we always recognize your voice every single time.
Thank you. thank you. And lovely Lola, just wanted to give my props to you, hon. This is a great topic. This is a wonderful topic of which I am almost totally unqualified to speak of. I do have an opinion on it, though, and I have to agree with Sia that I would never, ever want to have a child out of wedlock for any reason, affair or no affair. And I've been very, very careful in all my dalliances. I know I don't have any children by anyone else unless there's someone I hadn't been told about. But no, I've been very, very careful, and I just don't believe that's something anyone should do. But That being said, I mentioned here in the chat room, I was in a situation where someone I had lived with for 5 years, we were kind of on the outs and knew we were breaking up. And then all of a sudden it was getting very suspicious and she wanted to stop using birth control and wanting me to have sex. And and I could tell that there was something going on here where she probably wanted me to stay in the relationship when I didn't want to stay. I was being trapped. And so I refused. And then one night she got really drunk and went out and someone else like, well, that's a good way to end it. So then it ended up, she ended up having a kid by somebody else after we moved out.
And she probably didn't even plan that one. The plan was to have it with you.
Yeah, well, the plan was to have it with me, and I wasn't going to let that happen. You know, after.
Pretty smart.
So,
yeah.
So that's about all the experience I speak to, and that doesn't tie into the mistress thing. I think that would be just really awful if having a kid. I mean, it's just completely irresponsible. I can't even fathom that. I mean, I would totally freak.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think it's just completely irresponsible on both parties' parts. I mean, you're already doing your best not to have everybody in this particular situation. And by bringing a child, I don't care how much you care about them, you're being extremely irresponsible and very selfish.
Yeah.
Bringing a kid into the world for
your own
reasons.
I think it's the most
selfish
thing you could possibly do for the child and for everybody else.
All it did was prove that I didn't belong with that person anyway, so.
You're not in this situation, fortunately. But I just always think, you know, I think as a woman, especially in the 21st century, I do believe in abortion. But in the 21st century, I totally believe in abortion. And I'm not saying that abortion is not going to leave your heart feeling empty. It will. If you ever had, as a woman, if you've ever had to have one, it makes you the most careful person ever afterwards because you never want to have to do it again. Well, at least
it should. For some women,
I say at least it should. Just being irresponsible and going, okay, well, now I have to, you know, when not everyone should be a parent. Some people bring children in the world for completely the wrong reason. Now, if having a child makes you a better person, that's different. But, you know, for the most part, I have to say that if you're bringing a child in the world and you're with someone who is married, there's a whole lot of wrong. There's more wrong than there is right.
Right.
That's going on there.
I think there's just nothing worse in this world than an unwanted child or a child who finds out that they think there's some kind of mistake. I just can't imagine anything more damaging to a human being than that.
I was just watching on the news last week that Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm probably saying his last name wrong, but we know who Arnold is. He had the baby with the housekeeper. That son graduated.
Okay, first of all, honey, did you just find out about that?
I didn't know him, but the son graduated from high school, and Arnold wasn't even there I felt bad for the kid because he can't be at the son's graduation because
he didn't cause this problem. He's the result of things that they did wrong, and now his father can't even be there for him.
Can't be at the graduation because of press, paparazzi, and making a scene instead of it just being about the son's graduation. I felt bad.
You know, I mean, it's unacceptable to put someone in that situation.
Yeah.
Why even create that? And to put someone
in that situation from birth, and that's why I think people don't really think about it. You're actually putting them in that situation from the time they're born.
Yeah, shame on Arnold, but shame on Mildred for deciding to keep the baby, you know, also knowing that the dad wouldn't be able to really share in his life like he should be.
Exactly, Lana. Yeah,
it's more than finances that to make somebody a father. He may be paying child support or buying him a car, but he can't really spend time with him like he spends with the other kids, with his kids by his wife.
I mean, you can see this in some, like you mentioned Arnold, you know, I mean, it's like latchkey kids and almost popular culture. It's like they don't even think about it. I mean, it's just, I just can't even fathom what goes through their minds when they just have these kids. It's almost like some almost seem to wear it like a badge of honor. Yeah, I had a kid with that lady. Well, she was very hot.
Right.
Yeah.
The kids don't feel that way. They do not feel that
The kid doesn't feel that way. You're just an asshole. You know.
Yeah.
So,
you're just
the bastard. You're not
their dad. Yeah.
You're not a dad. That doesn't make you a father. Just because you have a baby doesn't make you a father.
Or a mom. Either way it goes.
Or a mom.
It just is not
exactly
the exact whole thing. I just don't see. This is one of those things where I have to admit on this one, it's a terrible no-no. You just you have your fun, but don't drag other people. And by having a baby, that's other people
right
into your fun.
Yeah, your
don't
fun
drag
is with
them
each
into your. Don't drag them into your.
Your affair and your fun is with each other. I mean, that's why I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there to be in that relationship to maybe escape or escapism or from something else.
Yeah.
I don't go there to, you know, to take responsibility for a new life. No, I mean,
exactly.
I go there for, you know, for the other stuff, and the whole idea is to. Is to get away from all that if you're talking about affairs, right?
That's true.
I mean, so,
that's true.
Yeah.
So,
you usually don't
you know,
want the experience that you're having at home with your wife when you're having an affair. So it's kind of crazy that some mistresses or vice versa, they want to take on that role to become a wife, but that's not really what the man or woman, they're usually not looking for the same experience that they're having at home.
No, it's not what you're looking for.
And the mistress thing, I mean, that's totally, that's a different level than, say, the escort situation, because there, the man is not looking for reality at all. He wants fantasy.
Right.
He's looking for fantasy, and fulfilling a fantasy is not about relating, you know, except on a maybe temporary or fun little basis, and then done, you know, you're out of there. Basically, the old phrase is, we're not paying you, we're paying you to leave. You know,
it's definitely
in both cases it becomes a thing of you have to realize it's a fantasy. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Jeff.
Sure.
And again, oh my gosh, we're getting so many great things. We're getting so many great things from everyone tonight. So you're filling me too, everyone. I didn't say thank you, everyone. You're filling me too because I'm totally feeling it. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jack.
He is so cool for calling in. That was really awesome. We have so everyone. I think that I can kind of honestly say that everyone feels the same way. Is that when you go so far as to have a child with another, having some fun on the side is exactly what it is. It's called having some fun on the side. And I guess not to be like Jerry Springer on you all, but I'm going to give you my last words. Having some fun on the side is exactly having some fun on the side. And when you get pregnant or do something crazy like that, and I mean this on both sides of the plate, now you're bringing another person into the situation. And that is not what the situation is about. The point was to relieve some type of feeling that you needed, not to completely starting with a whole new thing altogether, because you're starting it with a lie anyway, and now you've involved a child in a lie. And it's just wrong.
It's very wrong.
It's totally
very
wrong.
Wrong.
It's very wrong. So, guys, thank you so much. I mean, we got deep tonight. I think we got kind of deep tonight. We got, like, real serious, honey. So, we totally got serious. Oh my God, it like all kicked in and we got serious and deep and shit. But guys, we are going to we're going to sign out here for a few minutes, in a few minutes here, we're going to sign out. But before we sign out, I want to let you know what, just because we're signing out tonight doesn't mean there aren't more shows here on Dollhouse Radio for you to listen to, because you know what's next, Sports, Lies, and Videotapes, all day Saturday, Saturday, which is, it is now, it will be Saturday in eventually 5 minutes. We got Sports, Lies, and Videotapes. We got Hot Sugar. We got Urban Society. So I hope that you're going to tune into all the other shows here on Dollhouse Radio. But in the meantime, if you're going to keep up with us, you know, us here on the down low, and that would be me, Sierra Divine, Miss Lola Lane. These are the places you're going to find us. Where can we find you, Lola?
I am at My Central Secrets on Instagram, and you can tweet me at Lola Lane Support.
Ooh, I haven't been there yet. I'm a bad, bad girl. What's on My Central Secrets on Instagram? What kind of stuff are we going to see?
Oh, well, right, you know, simple secrets, the things that you like to do but you may not want to share them with everybody. But
okay,
you can share them on my Sensual Secrets. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, they're asking in the chat room, can you type in your Instagram? So I don't know if you're in the chat room or not, then I will send it out, but it's called, one more time, what is it called?
My Sensual Secrets.
My Sensual Secrets. So we're going to put that in there, My Sensual Secrets. And for you all who don't know, oh, not central, but sensual, S-E-N-S-U-A-L,
mm-hmm.
right? My Sensual Secrets.
Yes.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know, you can find me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Oh, you can also find me, and you, by the way, you can also ask about relationship issues on thedownloadlive.com. That is our new website, and you can find old episodes of our show, The Download. You can access them at any time. And you can still find me on Facebook also. I said Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram also, and all under Sierra Devi. And I'm starting a new YouTube channel. And it's going to be called, it's under Sierra Devi, and it's called From My Chest. From my chest to your desk. Took me a minute to figure all that one out. But anyway, it's just random stuff, and I will be posting it at least starting next week. I'll start posting a video every week. It is not live, but it is an uploaded video, so feel free to comment after that. But in the meantime, you know what? We totally love having you here on The Down Low, and, you know, it feels really, really good to be back.
Yeah.
And I know we came back from vacation a long time ago, but I'm still getting the vacation thing off of me. I don't know about you, but I am. No, I'm going away again, but don't worry. I will still be here with you all. But, yeah, so, okay, so just to let everyone know, because we're about to go out in, like, 16 seconds, My Sensual Secret is where you will find Lola Lane on Instagram. It's Sensual, S-E-N-S-U-A-L, Secret.
And my page is very new, so you guys give me a chance. I'm getting it together, but you can't find me there.
Okay, yes, give her a chance. Because I know how you guys get really freaking impatient. You really, really do. Just got to let you know that you do. So, and you can always find me on Twitter, and you can find us both on the Download Live on Twitter.com. And guys, we are going to take you out, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Down Low, and we will talk to you really, really soon. In the meantime, I think we got something called I'm Out, just to go out with, because I'm out of here.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shout
it. I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best thing smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank.
I got it.
Irene Cush, so you know that thing stain. Right diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin' do not wanna hit her.